The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
So my husband here, DJ Automatic, is upset with me because he stained his shirt. Can we discuss on Monday morning, please? Good morning. It's the Dana Cortez Show. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
Automatic. You might have never listened to the show. You might have been listening for 10 years. I don't know. He spills constantly. I came up, and Anthony, you'll remember this invention, the MIB, the man bib.
Oh,
remember, yeah. I wanted to market that because everywhere we go and everywhere men go, they spill.
Thanks.
Now, I don't have a Tide stick in my bag, and he's mad at me.
Let your husband be the representative for all men here.
Isn't it? Is it true?
No, it's not true that all men spill. But
do
your
you
husband,
spill?
Yes. No, I don't spill like that.
I have a problem hitting my mouth. I don't know why. Let's
always
blame it on dyslexia or something.
No.
No, because you chew with your mouth open automatically. You would close your
spill,
mouth.
But you know what I do is I'll put my deodorant on before I put my shirt on.
Oh.
And then I get the little deodorant things on the side.
Oh, that's awful.
That upsets me. I need to get those out.
I do both of those.
If I had wipes in my bag and I had a Tide stick, I could take care of everything. Automatic lost the Tide stick that I gave him. So he's mad
at me.
That's exactly what happened.
My wife used to love me. She used to carry around a Tide stick.
Oh, my gosh.
And now that she's, you know, I don't know, 15 years into this thing, she's like, you can bring your own Tide stick.
No,
everything in my bag is for everyone but me. I carry gum in case the breath around me is bad. I carry hair ties for my daughter, right, just in case. I also carry
feminine products.
Yeah, always. Last weekend at the club, my friend asked me, she said, of course, I handed her a couple. I said, take a tampon for the road. I also carry all of my kids' social security cards because what if something happens? And then
now
finally,
someone's going to steal her purse.
No.
Yeah.
The last thing I have in my bag at the very bottom are keys to various homes we've lived in because I'm afraid to throw them away.
You're hoarding keys? That's crazy, dude.
And that's why her bag is that big, though.
No, not one Tide stick in there.
Keys
from an old residence from 7 years ago.
What do you keep with you in?
Just Visine for the most part.
Oh, and we know what that's for.
No, it's because of the ragweed.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
I just carry Tums because I'm old.
Dang. National Day, Anthony A.
Right, let's go to kick it off with National Blue Shirt Day. This is also known as World Bully Prevention Day. So don't be a jerk. Y'all be kind to each other if you can.
That's such an important message. I was just saying to everybody behind the scenes off the air, producer Chewy and Jesse, everybody here, that I was highly bullied. And I laugh about it. I mean, punched in the face, chased home. I laugh now, I think, to get me through the pain, but it still bothers me as a grown woman. Please don't bully. If your kid is the one bullying, have a conversation with them.
Give me your Tide stick. I'm going to give you a wedgie.
As a white kid growing up in a Mexican neighborhood, trust me, I got bullied a lot.
But they
stopped bullying me once I started fighting back.
Well, I'm little.
Oh,
I'm not fighting back. I'm running.
Fight like a Mexican, as a kid Dana White said. All right. And straight from the TikTok shop, it is National LED Light Day.
I'm not excited about that.
Anytime I see a woman who has like the red LED lights around her headboard, that's going down first night.
Anthony, never ran into that one.
That was way too much information for a Monday morning.
Speaking of the mornings, let's start it off with the frap. It's National Frap Day.
What is a frap?
Frap is French for chilled or cooled.
So it's a chilled or cooled coffee.
As well.
I thought it was one of those fancy ones that DJ Automatic pulls up to the Big Bucks coffee for, and then he'll call me, what's my order? That's what I thought a frappuccino was. I was wrong.
And make sure you bring the Tide stick, too.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
We're going to talk about filler and why sometimes it looks bad. A lot of people get it. You can do it right, and you can get some of that bad stuff where your face looks puffy and things look bubbly and stuff. The people that are doing it right, you don't know that they have filler.
In all reality, I mean, look how much it did for Kylie Jenner. She looks better. I'm sorry, but she does.
Right, that's mean.
She's fine
the way she was. She's fine the way she is. She can do whatever she wants to do with her face.
She can, but I meant it as a compliment.
You're saying she was not so pretty until she got the filler?
She looks better is what I'm trying to say.
Okay. You know what? She thinks so too. So there you go. Because if she didn't think...
She wouldn't do it.
She wouldn't have done it. There was, however, a little while back, she was at Paris Fashion Week and the photographers caught her without her lighting and filters, and you could see that the filler had moved. This is stuff for people that don't know. It's stuff that you put into your face to change the structure, to fill in gaps, to maybe look a little younger. She's changed a lot about her face, the shape of it in general. But so have a lot of other women. I'm not here to beat up on Kylie Jenner. She's a lovely, beautiful young woman. So I called Dr. Franco at Austin Plastic Surgeon. That's how you find him on Instagram, to ask him about migration of filler. And before anybody asks, I don't have any filler in my face. I am a Botox aficionado. I get Botox. I've been doing it since my 20s. So Dr. Franco, tell me, how does migration happen?
Yeah, you can definitely have migration just because
The filler is made to be super soft. It's mixed in your soft tissues. And so if you get overfilled, if there's a lot of pressure, there's all sorts of different reasons that it can migrate. It's not super common, but sometimes when we lose weight, other stuff, it may, sometimes doesn't the same migrate, but your facial structures change as well. And the product moves with those changing structures.
I just feel bad for the women that start to look like a cat when they put too much filler in their face and it looks almost freakish.
Can you fix it or how do you prevent it, I guess?
Yeah, I think there's a couple things. One, you know, being very judicious about the fillers that you get. I think going to an experienced injector that can be very cognizant about how you're doing that. And then the nice thing about most of these fillers is you can dissolve them and get people to a great spot with everything.
And we've seen this. You've seen bumps on people's faces or lips. And the thing that makes me most angry about it is somebody's doing that to someone.
They paid for it.
After a while, it just looks normal to you because you're looking at your face every single day. So someone comes in to see you, Dr. Franco, you have something that can kind of fix it.
No question. Sometimes we just have to do a fresh start. We just dissolve everything, give people a little filler break, and then just start from scratch. And sometimes that's the best treatment for them.
Okay. Is there such a thing as too young to get filler? I see some women in their 20s.
I don't know that there's a too young to start filler because everybody's a little bit different. I think especially with the weight loss era, you just want to make people feel pretty good. You want to keep them in a great, fabulous spot stuff. I think people can overdo it. Just a little bit in moderation goes a long ways, and I think that's what's most important.
I'm glad that, Dr. Franco, you figured that out, but there's some people that we know, you know, you see them, and there's some problem going on with the filler.
I do remember when you thought it was a good idea to get the lip filler.
Automatic. I know.
And it's not for everyone. Let's just put
it's
it down.
It's not, and it didn't look good, and I had to take it out. It was bad. It was a bad look. How do you tell a patient? How do you tell a friend, hey, it's not looking good. You're bubbling here. It's too much.
Usually we'll just talk about, hey, why don't we just give this a break? Why don't we get a fresh start and start with a clean palate? And that way you don't have to tell them that they look bad, but you just kind of work to a good spot with them.
I wish Automatic had been that kind to me. You should probably start fresh and just, you said you look terrible.
No, I said you look crazy.
Okay. Honestly, I'm glad you did tell me because I would rather have somebody be honest with me than walk around looking crazy, as you said.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Life-changing events for Eminem that don't have anything to do with music. Let's discuss first, though, DJ Automatic celebrity birthdays.
We got Simon Cowell celebrating today, Lewis Capaldi, Mookie Betts, and Toni Braxton celebrating their birthdays today.
Eminem announced his daughter Haley is expecting her first child with her husband. We have watched this little girl grow up. We've seen her parents go through the worst, the best, everything in between.
And then the worst again.
Oh, I know. And then we've seen Eminem fight for his children, raise her to the best of his ability, obviously doing it right. Haley, she went to school, met her boyfriend, finished college, got married, then had a baby. I don't know anybody. Nobody in my family did it that way.
I will say, they're as far away from the trailer park as possible at this point.
For real, DJ Automatic, for real. I just keep thinking back to him always saying, no matter what, he would go to the ends of the earth for his children. And he doesn't understand how his own father abandoned him or how any father can abandon their child. Look what he did. He raised a productive member of society.
I'm just telling you right now, the first rapper to ever mention that grandchild can kiss their career goodbye. Because if you thought mentioning his daughter was one thing, I can't even imagine what's going to happen with that grandkid.
Yeah.
Congratulations to Eminem. What do you think they're going to name the kid?
I don't know.
Marshall. DJ Automatic Marshall.
What if it's a girl?
Not Kim.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
One of McDonald's most collectible items is back just in time for Halloween. Let's discuss some food news. Hottest hashtags on your Monday. It's the Dana Cortez Show. What's up, everyone? I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, a.k.a. the check engine poppy.
First hashtag, very exciting. 47 million Gen Zers are eligible to vote in this election. Have they registered? I don't know. Will they show up to the ballot box if they have? Let's hope so.
That could decide the election.
It could, Automatic. It really could. So hopefully, and I've been voting since I was really young because my Nana was so pro-voting as a Latina. A lot of people don't understand until the 70s, there were some places in this country where language tests, English tests were implemented even on United States citizens that prevented them from voting. So she was really all about it.
And that's why your grandparents didn't want you to speak Spanish.
Yes, because it was illegal. You know, in Texas, where we're from. But here's another thing. She used to say, you're young. Don't let me decide your life.
Dang.
And I didn't even think about that when I was little. I'm like, okay, Nana, whatever. And now I'm like, oh, hello. We don't want old people deciding our lives. So, and TikTok and Instagram has changed things. So go to vote.org and find out if you can still register.
Appreciate and laugh at politicians trying to connect with Gen Z by going live and doing.
Oh, man. Man, some of the things is so cringe, right? You're like, stop it. Don't go there. All right. So food news, DJ Automatic.
McDonald's is bringing back the Boo Buckets.
Let's go.
People are not excited about it.
Why?
Because they did a redesign and then they didn't bring back some of the originals. Like they didn't bring back the Purple Vampire. They'll be available October 15th for all the collectors.
Do you know the original Boo Buckets? They're selling for thousands of dollars on eBay. If you have one of those old McDonald's toys, people will pay, I don't know what people, but some people will pay a lot of money for those things.
I want to make fun of those people so bad, but I was also the one who tried to get us all to go to the McDonald's Museum.
You did, so, Anthony,
yeah,
you did.
When we were in San Bernardino, California.
I remember, let's go.
I was like, come on, guys, it's already closed. Just drive by.
I still have the Travis Scott flea market box.
I never got rid of it.
Yeah,
okay,
so.
Cool, guy.
That one we will sell one day. National Day, Anthony A.
All right, let's go ahead and start with National Frap Day, as in National Frap. Hey. Chino.
All right, and we established earlier that is a cold coffee, right?
Cold, creamy coffee? As somebody who is new to the coffee game, I will say pumpkin spice lives up to the hype. I'm loving it.
I told you, Anthony. It's great, right?
Pumpkin spice boy.
Let's go.
PSL gang. What's up, baby?
You can't start a gang for pumpkin spice, dude.
Yeah, we can. We'll step on you with our Ugg boots. You know what I'm saying? I'll throw a Stanley Cup at you.
And wide brim hats.
Yeah, gang.
If you get hit with a Stanley Cup, that's going to hurt.
Yeah, dog.
Let's go, baby.
Yeah, you know how much I go? You know how nimble I am in Lululemon?
Yeah. Gang all day.
Maybe I got to jump pumpkin spice for protection.
Speaking of protection, it is National Wear Blue Day, which is also National Bully Day.
Don't gang up on me, you got pumpkin spice gang.
I was going to say something. Now, I've established, I think often enough that I was bullied, and I try to tell moms, you know, talk to your kids about not bullying, because there's somebody out there doing it, right? Somebody's kids are the bullies, but I want to talk to you, Automatic and Anthony A. I know you guys were bullied too. Can you name that bully? Is that bullying or can we name our bully?
Yeah. Name that bully.
My bully's name was Ronnie. Ronnie made my life hell for about 2 years. And then my basketball coach told me one day, he's like, you realize you could kick his ass.
Your basketball coach said that? That's horrible.
And he told him, he was like, both of you guys get out of here. And he said, I want you to kick his ass on the way home. And I was like, oh, all right. So I was walking home and I told him finally, I was like, all right, let's do it. There's nobody here. Let's finally just get it over with.
Blood rushing, adrenaline. He didn't want to fight you?
No, he was like, no, bro, I'm always just messing with you. And I was like, well, I don't like it. And he never bothered me again.
So did you end up friends with your bully?
He went to prison.
Oh, okay, well.
Do you ride him or no?
I don't ride him.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
I think a whole lot of people are going to be very upset with me because I am a no pets in the bed kind of person. I don't want the dog in the bed. I don't want the cat in the bed. And let
Cruella
me tell you
DeVille
something.
Over here.
Hold on. I have two beautiful huskies and they have their beautiful dog house that is beautifully air conditioned. This is the deal. And you don't know it, but if your dog sleeps in your bed, you stink like a dog.
Oh.
You smell.
I feel
you
attacked.
I have some ex-girlfriends that would say different.
Well, of course, because they stink. What are they going to say? They don't smell themselves. When you stink, you don't smell yourself. You get used to your own funk.
I've never been with a fishy woman.
Nobody says they smell fishy. They smell like perra. They smell like dog.
Okay,
there's a difference.
I'm not going to argue with you in regards to the scent of it, because that is a possibility. One thing for me is I will never date another woman who keeps her dog in the bed. Specifically, pugs.
Breathing in your ear.
Can I say something? During sexy time, is that dog still allowed in the bedroom?
Yeah, see, that was the craziest thing. That was the craziest thing. That was the craziest thing.
You had an audience.
I remember looking at her while we're getting ready to start, and I'm like, Adria, oh my God, I can't.
What? You said her name.
I said, hey, is your dog going to get off the bed? And she goes, oh no, don't worry, he's fine. He's seen it before.
Oh.
Okay, that's not weird.
Oh. He's like, mom's back at her ways.
First of all, that's not what the dog said.
I guarantee you that's what he's thinking.
The dog was judging Anthony A's performance.
That's what the dog was doing. In the back. Because you have pugs pant, dog. Ugh.
There's already somebody panting in one ear, and you've got somebody panting in the other?
Yeah.
Like, what are we doing here?
And then he mixed me up just out of breath in general. Just
Automatic knows that we can't have pets in the house.
So I was a dog in the bed guy before I married you. I used to let my dogs get in the bed with me all the time. And so I think I would still be a dog in the bed guy had I not married you.
You were a never wash your sheets guy till you met me too.
Ew.
I mean, I'd spend the night at your house. I wouldn't even spend the night. I would go visit you on the couch and go right home.
How often do you wash your sheets, Aunt?
I wash them at least every 2 weeks, dog.
So yeah, that's what I thought. 2 weeks. At that's how it was. 2 weeks.
Yeah.
2 weeks every week. And even then I want to do it more because Automatic wants to put his dirty feet in my bed. We're staying in a hotel right now. He didn't bring his sandals. It freaks me out. You've got bare feet on a nasty hotel room floor. They mop the floor, Dana. No. Don't Man run logic. The black
light. You know what? You're still going to have sex with me regardless.
That's not the point.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.